Good morning. 6:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning. Good morning, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the right
one. Not the right one, moron. Save it. We have to do the same thing every time. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast here in a bit, but let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Won't you? Won't you be part of it? Well, less than a week after Queen's greatest hits surpassed 900 weeks on Britain's official albums chart, it's now logged its 55th week at number one on Billboard's catalog's albums chart. So 900 weeks on the albums chart, okay? So the official one in Britain. Now 55th week at number one on Billboard's catalog albums chart. That's insane, dude.
Really love Queen over there. Huh?
That feat was only accomplished by one other album in the chart's 29-year history. Bob Marley and the Wailers, a legend, remained on top for 126 weeks. Released in 1981, Queen's Greatest Hits topped the charts in June of 2018, due in large part to the success of their film Bohemian Rhapsody, which was released in October of 2018, and it's remained there ever since. After Marley and Queen, the longest running albums at number one are Creed, My Own Prison, at 54 weeks. Oh, but no, Creed sucks. Creed sucks. Really? Let's see. Grease soundtrack at 52 weeks. Metallica, the Black Album, 43 weeks. Adele was at 41 weeks. And then the best of Eric Clapton was 37 weeks. No, and this
Eric.
Is Eric. So this is the Billboard charts. This isn't just over in Britain. This is the Billboard charts overall. So that's crazy, man.
Queen, huh? Over Metallica?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I could see right now with the video where with their movie coming out. I mean, that happens to anything. You do any kind of biopic, you do anything big release like that, you'll see an uptick in the albums. You'll see, you know, you'll find a song that becomes like the main song on the soundtrack, and it'll see a bump in chart sales and album sales and everything like that. When an artist dies, the charts are affected by that as well. So
you know, I love me some Queen, man. Don't get me wrong, Queen's badass. They've got a lot of great songs, but it's like it's not the first thing I think of to throw. It surprises me that it's been that long and number one.
Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
I haven't,
dude. You got to watch it. It's so good. It's so, and you watch that movie and it'll make you want to listen to Queen. It really will.
Okay.
So I recommend watching it.
Do they pump it up a little bit in the movie though? Is it still a movie?
Oh, dude, it's not a musical. It is not a musical. Which
you know what I mean. Like the Dirt. The way they portray the Dirt was great, and that was their lives. But it's still a movie. You still got to put it in an hour and a half. So you're seeing the best of the best of the best.
You know. With everything, it's fantasized a little bit. You know, you gotta tell a story. But for the most part, though, you got to think about these rock bands, man. They live a different life, a different world. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's true.
Yeah. And Rami Malek does such an amazing job as Freddie Mercury. So watch it. I think you need to watch it.
Okay.
Just rent it. I'm sure you can rent it now for like the $4.99. Watch it, for God's sakes.
Well, you can't rent it at the video store anymore because those are gone.
Thank God those are gone.
No.
Stupid ass video store.
Disagree with you on that.
Oh, I didn't rewind it. You're going to charge me a fee. Stupid ass video store. I'm glad Blockbuster's bankrupt. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
You know they had DVDs too for a while there.
Oh, great.
Was that the last time you rented something? Was a VHS tape?
I got a scratched DVD. Wonderful. Now I got to take it back and tell them that it wasn't me, but they're not going to believe me. And now I got to buy this thing for $20. Stupid ass movie rental place. On this day in rock history, 1947, Don Henley, obviously a drummer, one of the vocalists for the Eagles, also had a very successful solo career, still at it. He was born in Gilmer, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.